This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Administrators at SIU Carbondale announced recently that the Illinois Board of Higher Education had approved several new programs as a part of the campus reorganization plan. Now, five more are in the pipeline. I talked with Interim Chancellor John Dunn about the status of the reorganization.
I think for the students, as we start in the fall, that they will not see an appreciable difference in terms of courses offered, expectations of them, and of course, sustaining their commitment to graduation, which is very, very important. We have another five RMEs that have been now transmitted to the president's office, and assuming that we can get those approved by the Illinois Board of Higher Education, that would then allow us to also move forward with the creation of new colleges. So we're making progress. The five that we will be submitting, we have submitted to the president's office, assuming the president submits those as well to Illinois Board of Higher Ed, are different than the six that we had previously approved, in that the six that have been approved, the faculty majority votes were there. In these next five, we have favorable votes by the faculty, but we also have negative votes, and so we do not have majority support by faculty vote in those five. It was clear, however, in the beginning as we initiated this process, as I understand it because I wasn't here, is that the votes of the faculty, while they're important, that those votes were advisory. I also took the steps with the provost, Mira Karamanju, to make sure that I circled back to units that perhaps were less favorable about their proposal, to make sure that, respectfully, that we heard their story again and their concerns, as did Dr. Dorsey when he was the interim chancellor. So change is difficult. It's not an easy kind of thing. And even in some of those discussions, there are units that are leaving from, for instance, in the College of Agricultural Sciences, the folks in dietetics, nutrition, and also the folks in that hotel tourism, they are inclined very definitely to move to other units, and so they're favorable and supportive. I think in the final analysis, if people will give us a little bit of room here, that this will work out. But we have a lot of work yet to do.
As you mentioned, there is opposition to the proposals that have been forwarded to the president. And as you say, you hope those will be moved to the IBHE. What more are you doing to find common ground among these changes?
I think people would be hard-pressed to say, even if they don't like it, that there hasn't been an effort to be transparent and also to be open in conversations, discussions, and do what we can to try and help people recognize where we're headed. For instance, economics is not terribly excited, I think, clearly, to be moved to the College of Business. They would really join with finance. On the other hand, there are many, many universities, outstanding universities, where economics is in the College of Business at that respective campus. So our goal is to help them become a bit more visible, particularly to the undergraduate student, as well as to sustain what in economics has always been a very, very strong graduate program. And they do have a PhD program. It's important that they retain that, keep that, and we have every intent of making sure that that's done.
You started the conversation talking about the student experience, and I've heard some confusion about what happens to those students who are already in a program that is changing or moving. What happens to them?
The basic rule always in higher education is you never disadvantage the student. And if they came in under a catalog that had certain requirements and expectations, that there's two possibilities for them. One is that they sustain and stay exactly with that, or if they choose, they can move to the new program. But that's really the choice of the student, and we're a very credible university. We're committed to that.
That's Interim SIUC Chancellor John Dunn, and I'm Jennifer Fuller.